The Islamic State group is taking credit for recent attacks in Paris and Beirut, which have elevated international discourse about how to defeat the militants. MCLA professors Dave Kaperi and Ben Taylor will be joined by Adam Hines, who worked on conflict resolution in Iraq and Syria for the United Nations, for a discussion on the events and their implications. Professor Bob Bentz will moderate the talk. Political science and public policy professor Kaperi says he will talk about potential responses from the international community, including arming rebel groups in Syria in an area with competing interests.
So the U.S. and our allies have sought to arm and finance the ones that we deem as really most friendly to democracy, liberalism, and our strategic interests in the region. But that's challenging to do, partly because some of these groups that we deal with, we deem as the good rebel groups, they're often working at least indirectly with certain more radical groups that share the desire to overthrow the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria.
Other options being explored or expanded are placing special forces in the region and airstrikes. Having reviewed opinion polls over the past 18 months, Taylor says the American public has been louder about the need to do something about ISIS following egregious actions by the group, like beheadings, mass killings, and the destruction of antiquities. But he says recent history has shown Americans are wary about entering a military engagement without leaders laying out a clear definition of success.
The problem with ISIS, as far as I can tell, is that defining what victory looks like or what success looks like against that organization, quasi-state, is the real issue. And without being able to define that, we're never going to get much past willingness to help out with maybe bombing, is my sense, in public opinion anyway. And so any politician who is looking at this from, you know, an electoral point of view has to be very worried about that and has to take that into account as they think about how to position themselves and what policies they're going to undertake.
The recent violence has also made some Americans question the decision to allow Syrian refugees to resettle in the U.S. More than half of the governors have expressed some wariness about the current process. Taylor says public opinion is muddled on this complex issue.
Conservative politicians and Republicans, particularly as this is election season at the presidential level, certainly see this as an opportunity to create differences amongst themselves. Who could be the most conservative? Who could be the most sort of aggressive positionally towards ISIS? And refugees are sort of a symbol of that in some way, I guess, because there's some uncertainty and fear about having refugees in your area.
Taylor says an increased foreign policy focus in the presidential race benefits former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton the most because of her international experience. Kaperi says the recent attacks may shift the international community's aim as it pertains to ousting embattled Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad.
The international community is going to look more at Syria and say, hey, maybe we want just something predictable versus someone who has their hands clean.
Kaperi described the U.S., Russia, and Iran all opposing ISIS as strange bedfellows. He says the bombing of a Russian passenger plane last month may alter Russia's actions.
That pushes Putin more towards us than what happened in France. It's pushing the U.S. and France and other Western countries to perhaps a more hawkish direction, a more confrontational direction. Iran is very interested in diminishing the growth of Sunni extremism as it looks to spread more Shia influence. And so I think that we see the countries moving that direction of all sharing a common enemy and therefore maybe having more space for direct cooperation.
The panel starts at 7 at MCLA's Science Center. It is expected to run 90 minutes. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.